Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
As Love Hurts is in the books, well, somewhat in the books, but we'll get to that in a minute. But the journey to immortal begins tonight. My co-host this evening is a man who knows that journey all too well. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun.
shit. All them bitches better recognize again. Motherfucker on the block and I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go and have your family, Sam. Fuck around, be the next hologram. Big dog way off the counter, don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the paragon of greatness is stepping in this evening for El Vacant, who apparently had some flight trouble coming back from Mexico. So he is not here this evening. Paragon, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Amadeus, and let's just call it flight trouble. It's not like El Vacant's out there having a good time in Mexico. It's immortal season. You got to be having a good time, L.A. It's exciting for everybody.
Well, I know you're having a good time, Paragon, and we'll talk about why in just a few minutes. But, yeah, we are just a few weeks away now from Immortal 10. It'll be live March 26th from the Superdome in New Orleans. And, of course, it will feature the Xanthar the Platinum Drag Memorial Tournament, which we will also be bringing up here in just a few minutes. It's incredible news coming out of the Xanthar, the Dragon Memorial Tournament. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But first, Paragon, why don't you kick us off with GM reports. So Ultimate Gauntlet, do you have anything for us?
I do. I've got our two very short GM reports, actually, because we had left off last on the Ultimate Gauntlet that Lady Vex had ended the run of DW. However, after her first victory, she would go on to face Kane the Governor and be defeated. Starting off Kane the Governor's wins with Lady Vex, he would then go on to Marquis de Sade, winning that, setting himself up at two victories, where he is currently fighting Simply the Best.
All right. Short and sweet was the Ultimate Gauntlet report. How about tags?
Oh, and the tag teams may be even shorter and even sweeter, because the tag team reports is as follows. Season 2 has started. Round 1 has been posted, and Round 2 will be posted shortly. Good luck to all. And the additional note, of course, is that if you have not signed up for the Extra Points Tournament, tonight is your last chance. You need to get in there and sign up, because you will not have a chance beyond tonight. Sign-ups will be closing after the radio show.
All right. Thank you, Paragon, and thank you, Unstoppable, for passing that along. Next up, she is our High Voltage and Anything Goes GM, the First Lady of Anarchy, she is.
Oh, my God! What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, is here. Good evening, Cougs.
Hello, LA.
All right. How are you this evening?
I am freaking wonderful.
Awesome. Good to hear it. So, first of all, we knew that there was some action going around the Anything Goes due to the disappearance of Fire Chief Bill, who is the Anything Goes champion. So how have we gotten that resolved?
The final match of the season was between Hobo and Vex, and Hobo did win that match, so he has been awarded the championship. So he is our new Anything Goes champion.
All right. So Hobo, Ezekiel, and that makes him a two-time Anything Goes champion, does it not?
I believe so.
Two? All right.
I believe
so.
Would
you like me to go ahead and assign him the title right now?
No, it's already been done.
I still see Fire Chief Bill.
Hmm.
Okay. You might want to, I'll refresh.
Let me double check just to make sure. I may have been looking at the wrong one.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't assign Hobo something like...
Nope, I didn't.
All right. You want to go ahead
I'm
and do that? All right. Awesome. So congratulations to Hobo Ezekiel. He is the new Anything Goes champ. And Cougs, when you're ready, you can make any further announcements you have with that or move on to High Voltage.
With Anything Goes, the Season 2 is now in sign-ups. The sign-ups will end for that next Friday.
All right. Awesome. Oh, and, of course, Anything Goes does absolutely mean anything goes. Cougs can throw you anything at you she wants in that division. And she's got a wide array, or whatever you want to call it, of matches that she can throw at you. So if you like that kind of thing, Anything Goes is certainly for you. All right, Cougs, High Voltage Invitational.
Back to Anything Goes for a second. I have tossed out the bull rope match. I know some kind of enjoyed that one, but as I was observing the matches, I was observing moves that I personally felt could not be achieved properly when people are tied together at the wrist. That match out. I will rework it later and think about putting it back in.
All right.
Okay, now I can go on to High Voltage.
All right.
I'm a little torn with that one. I'm very disappointed in the fact that NC is no longer the champion. He was defeated by his opponent, who I'm very happy won because he kept the title in the Anarchy family. Our new High White Lightning champion is Chris Cage.
And I believe, let me take a look while you continue on, and I'm looking something up real quick.
I believe he's a 5-time champion.
I believe you're right, but I'm going to double check on that.
While you're doing that, making it into season 2 is, of course, the former champion NC. Strangleheart, Simply the Best, and AF James. They have all secured a spot from last season into this season. Signups are now open as well for season 2 of High Voltage. That will also close next Friday as well, and the tournaments will start probably on Saturday for that one.
And yes, indeed, he is now a 5-time White Lightning champion, is Chris Cage. He loves that belt so much, he's named it Sparky. And but as like you said, it was bittersweet for you, but at least the title remains in the family. Will it continue to do so at Immortal 10? We find out in just a few weeks. But first, you said it was NC, Strangleheart, Simply the Best, and who already in?
AF James,
that right there. Woo, that's gonna be a humdinger of a season. And you add 4 more people to that. We'll see what happens.
And 2 that have already signed up to try and get into the season are Paragon, which kind of surprised me a little bit there. I didn't expect to see that again. And, of course, one of my faves, R.A.
Ah, good old R.A. And, yes, Paragon. But then Paragon's been thinking outside of the box as of late, and we'll explain more of that in just a bit. But, Cougs, anything else you have?
Not at this time.
All right. Stick around. We'll talk to you a little bit later. And let's bring on our Powerball GM, the chairman of RAWF. He is. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A.
All right, so with Powerball still ongoing, the Powerball match still ongoing at Love Hurts, it has not ended that I know of, what can you tell me about the upcoming season of Powerball?
Well, this afternoon I went in and I updated the Powerball scene to a new scene, put the old links into the two previous scenes, and opened up for everyone to guess their numbers. So in a little less than 48 hours, I will go in and draw some balls. And we will see who guessed the lucky numbers.
Razor, I could make a comment here, but I'll be nice and won't talk about you playing with your balls. But anyhow, thank you, Razor. Is that it? That all we got?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Stick around. We'll talk more about with you in a little bit as well. All right. So with that being said, all the GM stuff out of the way. Well, actually, not completely out of the way. Let's take a look here. I wanted to say the Road to Stardom, I believe, is in its final phases. Of course, that being GN, but the lovely Psycho Girl. And want to take Road to Stardom Ultimate Prize right now. 250 Wrestle Bucks and the Psycho Corner Championship are on the line. And right now, that is in a final match between Hotshot Chaz and Blake Effin Bradley. So those two go on at it to see who is the next Psycho Corner champion and gets 250 Wrestler Bucks. So congratulations to them. I have not heard back from Raven. So as far as I know, she's really nothing significant to update. So I guess that's it. That is your GM reports. And now it is now time to update everybody on the current rankings in RAWF for this current rank for the rankings period between Jingle Hell Rock and Love Hurts. It is key. These rankings are key for title contender matches going into Immortal 10. So Paragon, you up for this? You up for this? You got this is going to be big. Are you ready?
Well, you know me. I'm always excited about numbers and rankings. We'll see if I can handle it.
Of course, it would help if I send them to you, and let me do that right now.
I was going to say. I can't go out there and make them up, sir.
You could, although. All right, there they are. Here you go. There's the paper.
All right, here we are. The top 25 rankings progress through February 18th. That is 10 of 12 rankings matches. We have coming in at number 25, Kane the Governor. At number 24, Wolfie. At number 23, Starlight. At number 22, Marquis de Sade. At number 21, Doctor. I don't know what he's a doctor of, but he is a doctor, Dr. Kent. At number 20, we have Deez. At number 19, we have the Immortal Griffith, the, I believe, winner of the Extra Points Tournament. And we have number 18, Hobo Ezekiel, just crowned a new champion. Congratulations, Hobo. Number 17, we have Nightcrawler. At number 16, the First Lady of Anarchy, Cougar. At number 15, we have AF James. And at number 14, the part that I was nervous for, can I do it? At number 14, Beast. At number 13, we have Davila. At number 12, we have the most aptly named wrestler in all of RAWF, the Unsettled Chris Cage. At number 11, we have my good friend Maeve O'Hare. Congratulations. At number 10, the top 10. We are now starting that off with Revenge Gibson. At number 9, I just love this. Now, L.A., I don't know who told him to do this, but I love it. Karate Bunny. Number 8, we have Hotshot Chaz. At number 7, we have Strangleheart. At number 6, we have the power player Luke Cage. At number 5, Kayla the Governess. At number 4, Simply the Best. At number three, currently challenging for the world championship, we have Penelope Washington. At number two, some guy named Paragon of Greatness. And at number one, Blake effing Bradley.
All right. Those rankings are now posted in the top 25. And you're a little modest there, Paragon. But you can't tell me that, right, that you aren't extremely excited right now to be in that number two spot, considering what that means, could mean, as long as you stay in that number two spot. It may mean that you could main event Immortal 10 if you get the world title. And, it's something it's been a couple years, but, it's something that you've done several times, and it's something you covet, and I know you covet it. So you can't tell me, as low-key as you made it when you read your name, you had to be a bit excited.
Oh, you know me, LA. I'm flipping my lid over here. I try my best to keep the GM hat and the wrestler hat two separate things. I pop that GM hat on, and that some bitch is vibrating off my head trying to read off number two. Very excited, trying to keep it as professional as possible. I am in the capacity of rankings reader right now, but absolutely, we will be talking about this later, and I am quite hyped.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about it because I know exactly what it means to you. But considering how you started the year, this is definitely looking to be, at least early on, a bounce back for the Paragon of Greatness. But let's move on before we get too involved in that, because I want to mention, it's now time to mention, Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, the 10th annual Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. Will be, of course, at Immortal 10 on March 26th. It will start that evening, and it is already. So I put up the donation scene, two nights ago, Paragon? Just a little over 48 hours ago, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Here is what we've already collected as far as prize money and prizes for the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament in just a little less than 48 hours. It amazes me. That's how generous people in WU can be for this tournament every year. I'm always amazed. But right now, as it stands, we are looking at 246,300,000 coins already collected for the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. 246,300,000,
that's incredible.
It is incredible. I have never seen it go that fast, that high, that fast. And we'll compare it here in a little bit to last year's totals, just to give you guys an idea how quickly it's gone. But 8,000 Rustler Bucks also in the pot. One company has been donated or has been committed. We have an animated promo pick, an entrance video, and then someone is going to do a promo pick, trading card, action figure, bobblehead, and nameplate are all going to be up for grabs in the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament this year. It's just like, wow. I can't – already it's looking incredible as far as a payout for this year's Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. Comparatively, if you want a comparison to last year – that ain't it. That's 3 years ago. Here it is. Last year we had 300 million coins, 16,000 wrestler bucks. And then I believe there were a couple of videos and promo picks in there as well. But so we are already two-thirds of the way to the total of last year's coin outage and halfway to last year's wrestler book in just a couple of nights. And yes, Draven, an action figure. You could win an action figure if you win the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament this year. So, Paragon, that is incredible, I have to say. And I want to thank every single person who has donated thus far. And if you wish to donate if you want to be one of the donatees, the scene is being posted in the chat right now. And everyone who donates does get a promo pick, customized promo pick that I have been working night and day to create for everyone that's donated, Paragon. So it's already looking like the Xanther, the Platinum Dragon tournament may break some records this year.
2/3 in 2 days. A huge applause out there to the community out there. How much, after all these years, this Xanther tournament still means to everybody in the Unstoppable universe. It's really moving. It's something that every year I'm proud to be a big part of, and I can't express how grateful I am to everybody out there for continuing to make it the most special tournament of the year every year.
Somebody else I know is grateful is, of course, RAWF Hall of Famer Shifty the Drunken Clown, who, of course, was the best friend of Xanther the Platinum Dragon. It doesn't seem like it's been 10 years since we lost him, but indeed it has. And this tournament is the 10th annual Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. So we've done this 10 times, or we've done this 9 times. We're going to be doing a 10th time here in March. As far as donations, probably going to be taking donations for at least a couple more weeks, and then I will figure out all the prizes and get the tournament started for sign-up. So that is where we sit with the Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. But thanks again to all of the donators out there, and it's been an incredible response in just a short period of time, and I'm flummoxed about it, I must say. Flummoxed, absolutely, Paragon. So now we need to take a look at Love Hurts and what results we have from that. And to be honest with you, there aren't too many because these title matches are being hotly contested. People taking their time on their title matches. Can't say as I blame them. There's a lot at stake. A spot in a title match at Immortal 10 if you retain your championship. But there were two results. One of them was already announced by the lovely Cougs a few minutes ago, as Chris Cage defeated Nightcrawler to win the White Lightning Championship for the fifth time. I can't say isn't a great champion, because he is, but I can't say as I was surprised knowing how badly Chris Cage wanted that title back. What were your thoughts on that match, Paragon?
I would have to echo that sentiment. You would like to say a recent world champion, somebody who clearly has a lot of talent, was going to be defending that championship. We've got ourselves Chris Cage, a man who I personally had the experience of him trying to cut my literal beating heart out one time. This guy, when he wants something, he wants it. So I am not surprised to see him covered in some gold.
All right, and the other, well, we do have one result that wasn't a title match. DW defeated Revy Gibson in their Fubar City Special Stiff match. So congratulations to DW. But one championship did change hands at Love Hurts, and you are currently in possession of it, Paragon. You are the new Fubar City champion after defeating AF James, winning the Fubar City Championship for the first time in your RAWF career. How does it feel, sir?
I mean, vindication is the word, I think. A lot of people going into this match talked about the respect that they may have had for Paragon the wrestler, but didn't think necessarily he was going to adapt to Fubar City. And I know that a certain good friend of mine out there had some pretty negative comments to say about my strategy of playing a smart hardcore match. But see this gold resting on my shoulder? I think that we saw who was right in the end.
Well, you definitely played your game, and it definitely worked, Paragon. New Fubar City champion, starting out 2023 on a high note here at Love Hurts. Congratulations to you on that. I must say, you know, it's been a while. You've been in RAWF many years, had never really I don't even know if you've ever had a FUBAR City title match before in your career, to be honest. It could be possible, but I can't remember a time when that happened. But in your first attempt, a FUBAR City champion. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So, and that's all we got from Love Hurts right now, folks, because, like I said, all the other title matches are being hotly contested, people taking their time, and it is going to be interesting to see. Hopefully we'll have full results next week on all of these matches and get the top 25 figured out, get the contender matches figured out for Immortal 10, and it should be a big week next week here in RAWF. Tomorrow's Superstars, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa. The main event for the Superstars Championship, it will be Kayla the Governess defending against Hobo Ezekiel. And that's going to be a pretty good match there, I think. Oh, wait. I may have gotten a report. Oh, indeed I have. I've got it. Hold on. Where is it? There it is. I have breaking news from Love Hurts. All right, that tag challenge match, the Cougar and Chris Cage taking on Conk and Revenge Gibson is over, and the winners are the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and Chris Cage. So Chris Cage really stepping it up in his first day as a member of Anarchy, helping Cougs defeat Revy and Conk. So congratulations to Anarchy, a big win for them at Love Hurts. Good start to the year for Chris Cage as well. All right, folks, just to let you know, just to remind you, at the top of the hour, Hotshot Chaz, the current After Hours champion, will be defending that title against a random member from the chat chosen by the championship committee. So if you're out there in the chat, you may have an opportunity against Hotshot Chaz tonight for his After Hours championship. And it's going to be a big match for Hotshot Chaz later tonight. But where do we go from here? So we've talked about Xanther, we've talked about Love Hurts, and we've talked about everything else going on. Let's talk about the rankings here that we just read off, because it's very interesting. As we said, you're sitting in the second position, Paragon, possibly an opportunity at the World Heavyweight Championship, possibly going to the main event in Immortal 10. And above you in the rankings is Blake Effin Bradley, who right now is on a tear. And I have to say he's almost guaranteed to be in that world title contender match. In number three, we said Penelope Washington. Now, that one's interesting because really it's a win-no-win situation. Penelope beats Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship here in the main event at Love Hurts. She might climb over you in the rankings, but she doesn't need a world title contender match, so that would leave you at number two. You're sitting in a pretty good position here, Paragon, because if Penelope loses that title match, she probably falls down. STB, of course, is facing off against Blake Effin Bradley for the Platinum Dragon Championship. And, you know, Blake wins it, he'll stay at number one. If he loses it, STB could crawl up a little bit. It's a very interesting situation, but Paragon, I think you're sitting pretty. I think looking at it, and you know, I've even looked at the round robin that we haven't counted yet, the February 8th round robin, and just kind of figuring it out in my head, I think you're going to be sitting in that world title contender match. So if that happens, it'll most likely be against Blake Effin Bradley, Paragon. Your thoughts on what I've just said?
I mean, first and foremost, I have to say how proud I am of you, LA, to go so nerdy into the numbers. It's something that I love. I mean, you basically said what I was about to say. I had the old cork board and the yarn out. I had strings going everywhere. My hands were flying. I was looking like an insane person trying to connect all of the dots, and I came to the same conclusion as you. I am sitting in a very good position. Pretty much every match at the pay-per-view works out in a very specific way that benefits me. And as a victor in the unscored round robin, it looks very good that Blake Bradley will be sitting on that number one spot. It's an interesting time to be a part of RAWF, and God, do I love number crunching and looking at all of the statistics. But here's a really important statistic for you. Zero. That's right. Zero losses. That is what Blake Bradley is sitting on going into the pay-per-view. If there is one time of year to get hot, it is right now. And I've got to tell you, Blake Bradley is red hot. He is burning a path through RAWF, and he is going to be more than a difficult opponent if it should be Blake Bradley versus myself in a contendership match. We're talking about somebody who is at the top of his game, at the right time, with the right support system, and the right strategy and mindset to be a champion. This isn't going to be your run-of-the-mill contendership match. This is going to be an absolute all-out war. And honestly, I can't get enough of it. I love this opportunity. I love RAWF so much. It's a mortal season!
I told you you were excited. I knew the minute you read your name, I saw the lights come on, and you're in immortal mode, I can tell. But let's talk about the world title picture as it stands right now. Of course, we do not know whether Deez or Penelope Washington will be champion coming out of Love Hurts, but there is a wild card that you have to factor in as well, because Penelope Washington stated that if she won the world title from Deez at Love Hurts, she would give Kayla the governess a world title opportunity as long as Kayla finished in the top 10 in the rankings. And right now, Kayla the governess, 10 out of 12, right, is sitting at number 5. So it's almost a guarantee that she will be in that top 10 pending two really disastrous losses in those last two matches. So that is something you have to weigh into. Who will be champion when Immortal comes around? Will it be Deez? Will it be Penelope Washington? Or will it be Kayla the governess? That itself is, it just makes the whole thing just even more exciting, in my opinion. Paragon, your thoughts?
What a time to be alive. So many narratives, so many storylines all converging at the biggest show of the year. We've got a number of possible outcomes for champions and challengers. There's something for everybody to take a bite of, and there's how can you be a fan of this sport and not be hyped at this time? We've got Deez defending against Penelope Washington. If Deez wins that match, it's a pretty straightforward situation. We're going to see Deez main eventing Immortal. Who will that be against? There are 3-4 potential rankings top spot earners. So even then, we've got ourselves a bit of a die roll to see who Deez could defend against. Should Penelope Washington win that championship? Imagine the shock and the just utter shuffle of all of the events that we thought we knew were true. When we thought that we had the answers, RAWF changes the questions. If Penelope Washington wins that championship but loses to Kayla the governess midway through the month in the build-up to Immortal, oh my God, we have a new in the middle of the build to Immortal? That's crazy. And what about Penelope? A rookie, somebody who has come in almost out of the blue. She was an assistant just a few years ago and is now in a world championship match. with the opportunity to not only win a championship, but defend a championship, having two separate world title matches on the road to Immortal. The story of such a inspirational underdog, and I'll get to in the future some reasons why I don't feel quite as the same as everybody else might about Penelope, but for the purposes of this recap, the inspiration of a rookie like this coming in and taking the sport by storm, winning the championship, solidifying that confidence by defending the championship, and then main eventing the 10th anniversary of the biggest show in this sport, that would be absolutely insane.
Indeed. Indeed. So many things could happen leading up to Immortal 10. And it is crazy. That Platinum Dragon title match between STB and Blake Bradley is freaking key. It is definitely key, as is the world title. So the world title match, of course. But keep an eye on those two matches, ladies and gentlemen. Those could tell the story of what could happen in just a couple weeks when contender matches drop. Which hopefully they will drop next weekend, but we will see. It's hard to say. The way these title matches are going right now, they may be able to stretch them out past next weekend. So, which is fine. We've got plenty of time, luckily. But it is exciting, Paragon. You got me all pumped up. Just that you have been talking tonight. It's crazy. So, all right. With that being said, Paragon, I'd be remiss if I didn't let you in on who your opponent is tomorrow on Superstars. You'll be taking on the red-necked one, fellow RAWF Hall of Famer, Redneck Avenger. Any quick thoughts on facing him tomorrow?
Gotta love RA. A Hall of Famer, somebody I've worked a lot in stables with over time. Infamously a good ally in my feud and wars with a certain red-clad gentleman that is jolly around the holidays that I've recently buried the hatchet with. I think that Redneck Avenger and myself, we know each other very well, and we've both earned those Hall of Fame rings. It's exciting, I'll tell you that much.
All right.
Well, I'm hyped.
You are, especially after I started going geek on you with the stats and whatnot. You do love your stats. All right. Well, let's see here. Let's bring back the First Lady of Anarchy if we can, Kooks.
Yes.
Congratulations to you and your partner Chris Cage defeating Revenge Gibson and Conk in that special tag team match at Love Hurts. And, you just signed Chris. You kind of already knew him pretty well, but did you learn anything about Chris Cage teaming with him at Love Hurts?
Definitely has your back, which was something I really didn't expect because he has been a loner for so long. But when I heard him calling and I actually answered the call by taking his hand, I learned quickly that he definitely has your back when you are teamed with him. So now the family definitely has somebody else watching everybody's back.
All right. So let's talk about Nightcrawler. And, of course, he may not be White Lightning champion anymore. He put up a great fight. He still could be the next Midnight Hobo champion. We do not know as of yet. But how did he take the loss to Chris Cage? Are the two of them going to be able to coexist after what happened at Love Hurts?
He was disappointed, as was I. You know, we kind of like having gold around the couple's waist, but yeah, I believe they will be able to coexist.
Now, last I checked, only one of his three stages of hell match. Sorry, did I interrupt? Were you going to say something?
It slipped my mind. I'm watching ignorance going on, but go ahead.
Okay. Where was I? Nightcrawler did win the Boiler Room match in his three stages of hell against Judgment. One more win for Nightcrawler in either the Abandoned Church or the High Voltage Steel Cage, and Judgment is supposed to be gone from Anarchy. And it didn't seem like you were very, very keen on that idea. So what are your thoughts knowing Nightcrawler's up 1-0?
Well, I may have to hire private eyes to keep a very close eye on Judgment should he lose another match.
All right. So, and of course, Hotshot Chaz, a member of Anarchy as well, he's defending the After Hours Championship tonight. And he could, he's going to look to do you proud as well. He could possibly win the Triple Crown Championship. But talk to me about how you feel about Hotshot Chaz right now and where he's going.
Hotshot Chaz is on his way to the top. I am very proud every time I see him get in the ring. He still has his growing to do. A lot of these youngsters come in thinking that they're hot fecal matter. And they might get a little push in the beginning, and then they get too big for their britches. I'm hoping this doesn't happen to Chaz, and I will do my darndest to keep it from happening. I expect him to be around a long time. He will be a world champion, and he will be one of the best.
And then, of course, there is the Beast of Anarchy, the current national champion. Seems to be as good as he, if not better than he's ever been. And of course, your tag partner, your pretty close friends. How do you feel about how's Beast 2023 gonna go? Going forward.
Without giving too much away, he's gonna have a fantastic, fabulous year. Beast and I and NC had a meeting earlier today, and I can't divulge anything right now, but he's going to have a fantastic year.
Wow. Interesting and cryptic. But the Beast of Anarchy, right now, still national champion. We will see if they can, if that finishes, taking on Strangleheart right now for that national championship. And let's talk. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this recently returning Draven Blackbird to the mix. And you know, I did not really know he was a member of Anarchy, but apparently he has been for years. So, are you happy to see old Draven back? And what? How do you see him doing in his return?
Well, if we can get the ring rust knocked off of him, I see him having some gold here pretty quick himself. I'd
all
like
right.
to see him in a couple of my divisions, actually.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely.
Of course. I was about to say, of course, some seem to think that my divisions are only for Anarchy, and they're the only ones that win. And when they open their mouths, if they're not willing to step up and do something about it, perhaps they should close their mouth.
Oh, damn. Damn. But, yep, Draven Blackbird would definitely be perfect for Anything Goes and the High Voltage Steel Cage. The Lord knows he's a little cuckoo.
Crazy?
Little, just a little. In a fun way, but he's still a bit cuckoo. All right, and then finally, Kooks, let's talk about you, because, you know, you've been quiet lately as far as the title pictures go. You've had a couple shots here and there, but Immortal's coming up, and I know you, just like Paragon, get excited about Immortal. What are your plans going to Immortal, knowing that right now you are sitting in the 16th position in the rankings, and if I'm right, I think you're probably going to finish higher, because I think you may have won both your last two matches. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I won one and I lost one.
Okay, so maybe you'll be about right where you are. Maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower. But so what are you thinking about Immortal? You just don't have any specific goals? Anything you're hoping to get? Or just going to let where the chips fall where they may and go after whatever you're given?
As far as titles, if I get an opportunity to get a shot, I will go after it 100%. But again, like I said, I'm more into mentoring my younger family members, bringing them up and getting gold around their waist now.
And you definitely have several family members that have been competing their asses off right now. the list of members that made the top 25, at least tonight. Hotshot Chaz, Chris Cage, Beast, the Cougar, Nightcrawler. So, yep.
That's 5 out of about 10 of us that are active. So half of us are in the top 25 right now.
Oh, hold on. I just got a text. All right. I apologize, Cougs, for interrupting, but I have just gotten a message from the championship committee. And who Hotshot Chaz will be defending the After Hours Championship against tonight? Apparently, they want to see Anarchy versus Anarchy. Cougs, you will be challenging Hotshot Chaz for the After Hours title in just 10 minutes or so.
I'm sorry, Chaz. That's all I can say is I'm sorry.
So,
you know, Mary, why don't you stop rehashing old stuff and try and come up with something new, darling, and try and speak it in something where everybody can understand it and not have to guess at what you're saying.
So that will happen at the top of the hour. Hotshot Chaz defending the After Hours Championship against the matriarch of Anarchy, the first lady of Anarchy, his mentor, his tutor. Going to find out if the teacher indeed is better than the student. We find out in about 10 minutes time. Cougs, I'll let you go get ready, because I know you may need a minute.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Woo! What a barn burner at the top of the hour we're going to have, Paragon. Two members of Anarchy going at it one-on-one for the After Hours Championship.
Smooth Jazz and the Cougar, and you just heard her. I mean, she did not bat an eye for a second when you said it was Anarchy versus Anarchy. She just immediately like, I'm sorry. What a cold, like, oh, I got this response. Saturday night, leading into Immortal, anarchy. Wow.
Indeed. So that will happen at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Before that happens, though, we're going to take a song break. And when we return, we will have this epic confrontation for the After Hours Championship. Hotshot Chaz versus the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, for the After Hours Championship. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I'm going to play us the theme, the official theme song to Immortal 10. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Above it all, There's a moment in your bones when the fire takes over. Blood is running, heart is pumping as the battle gets closer. They can say what they want now. Every spotlight, every soundbite, everybody who gave up is just a fuel for wanting him more than anybody against us. They can say what they want now.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Sway's Brew proudly brings to you Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. Comes in a wide variety of flavors and colors. Available now at your local liquor stores, beer distributors, grocery stores, gyms, hairdressers, gas stations, restaurants, doctor's offices, pubs, bars, brothels, strip clubs, and street corners. Eliminator Beer, get one now. You won't be disappointed. You'll be shit-faced drunk.
All right. We are back. It is now time for the After Hours Championship match. Hotshot Chaz defending against the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. 30-minute time limit on both of you. And I am hitting the button on the match right now. I am putting the link in the chat. And we are underway. I send it down to Doc Dillinger, who does not have his partner with him this week, but he can. But he's a professional. He can figure it out. That's right, LA. Thank you very much. This is for the After Hours Championship tonight. Two members of Anarchy, one-on-one. It is Hotshot Chaz, the hottest free agent here. Well, not free agent, but hottest member of Anarchy, taking on, well, I guess she may be. Well, they're both hot. At any rate, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Matriarch, will be challenging. Going to put her protege to the test and possibly take some gold from him. Hotshot Chaz tries a side headlock. Cougs briefly ducks it, gives him a wagging figure like, you ain't going there. goes and hits him with a brutal elbow strike to the head. Goes for a hair bill, tries to get a hold of the hair, but Chaz probably got a little too much grease in there because she came up there a little short. Then here comes the champion, running shoulder block, knocks the First Lady of Anarchy down. Then a tries for a back body drop. Ooh, a kick to the face by the challenger, by Lake Cougs. Then she bounces his head off the turnbuckle, hits him for a rope ride, a supernova now, a shoulder block. Again, basement drop kick, bicycle kick. Now here comes the Cougs we all know and love. She is showing no quarter. Goes for a slingshot elbow, but no, not solid footing enough. She goes crashing to the mat. Hotshot Chaz now with an opportunity. Hip toss on his mentor. Another brutal elbow strike. He is showing no mercy to the Cougs. Grabs a hand of her hair, flips her across the ring. Ouch, he's going to pay for that one later. Then a cutter and a Canadian destroyer on the First Lady of Anarchy. Chaz takes a breath, cinches up, picks her up. Another Canadian destroyer. Champion now, looking good at this point. We will see now Cougs' experience win her over here. Can she get back into this? She obviously the most experienced, the veteran of the two. Tries to get Hotshot Chaz with a back rake, but he was looking for that. He's had that one scouted. He knows she loves to use her claws. So now the champion goes back to work. Double leg takedown into a side headlock. Then a German suplex on Cougs. Champion looking good here. Hits her with a stunner. And then Picks grabs her by the throat and brutally chokeslams her, showing no quarter to the matriarch of Anarchy is the champion. He is looking good here. Impressive. Cougs goes for an armbar, but no, Chaz is not having it. Chaz showing some dominance to now. Can he finish it off? Can he finish off the First Lady of Anarchy? Shoulder block. And then a flying knee into the face of the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Back body drop now on the First Lady of Anarchy. The champion is feeling it here. Runs off the ropes. Running splash. Then picks her up. DDT. DDT. He's going for the DDT. Goes for the cover. He's got one, two, three. Wow. Chaz showing some moxie tonight. A tough challenge from his mentor, the First Lady of Anarchy, but he showed no mercy tonight. He is still your After Hours champion. Congratulations, Hotshot Chaz. Back up to you in the studio, Lord Amadeus. This is Doc Dillinger signing off. All right. Wow, Paragon. Hotshot Chaz. Your thoughts?
The matriarchy has fallen. Smooth Jazz, Hotshot Chaz, defending that championship. I'm sorry, Chaz. You know what? I'm not going to do the whole silly nickname. Hotshot Chaz, he came out there like a house of fire. I mean, you could see how much the two of them really wanted it right from the get-go. You saw slipping out of everything, scrambling around, trying their absolute best to get the opening advantage. Hotshot Chaz, what a defense.
Indeed, it was quite the match, must say. And but, you know, it just shows you, Chaz is willing to take on whoever he has to and fend off whoever he has to. That's a good sign, I think, coming out of Hotshot Chaz. He showed no quarter, showed no hesitation whatsoever tonight. So good for him. Congratulations. All right. Well, and maybe Cougs, are you all right? Chaz showing you a little something tonight, huh? Showing you he's got what it takes. All right. So
he showed me exactly what I knew he could do.
There you go. So congratulations, Chaz. Big victory for you tonight. Speaking of matches though that you have, Hotshot Chaz, who do you face tomorrow? Hotshot Chaz will take on Toxic Megatron Avenger tomorrow in Des Moines. And Coogs, you have the Agent of Hate, which I, well, to be honest, will be easier than the match you had tonight.
He's still around?
Yes, believe it or not.
Wow.
All right. So, with that being said, let's bring in our reigning estrogen champion, your good friend Paragon, someone I know you're happy, absolutely happy to see. Let's bring on. She is the reigning estrogen, half the tag team champion, ultimate gauntlet champion. And I don't think I missed anything this time. She is the lovely Maeve O'Hare.
She got it right this time.
All right. So, Maeve, good evening. Man. We can't really discuss any... What?
Give me a second to get comfortable here.
Hola, Maeve.
Oh. That's a nice new mask. So, tradition is tradition. So let me get comfortable on the seat here, and then I'll answer whatever questions you have. Oh, just budge up. There we go. There we go. Much better. All right, you were saying, false man.
So we can't really discuss any of your matches at Love Hurts because none of them are over yet. So, yay. But glad you showed up tonight. We can talk about Immortal 10 and talk to me about how much you're looking forward to Immortal Cena. As you've seen, Paragon is all amped up. How about you? Any excitement for Immortal coming up in a few weeks?
I mean, that's a bit of a loaded question, isn't it? What am I going to do? Come in here and be like, oh, no, I don't really care for Immortal. It's not that important. I mean, it's the biggest show and the biggest company in our sport. So, of course, there's excitement around it. I can't say that I'm, what were the word that you used there, more corporate, vibrating. I can't say that I'm vibrating about it, but, you know, get your thrills where you can, I suppose. But no, I'm looking forward to it, as I always do. Looking forward to Xanthar, looking forward to whatever title matches I have, if anyone else can ever get through more corporate gauntlet here. Maybe I'll get to defend that title. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, this is the traditional big pay-per-view, and, like, all the old folks have fond memories of a decade ago when they did something important at it. But I'm excited. I won't say I'm not, but maybe not as excited as other folks who have nothing else going on in their lives.
Well, right now you are in a dead heat with DW, or not DW, Penelope Washington for the Estrogen Championship.
I don't think Penelope would appreciate that comparison.
No, Penelope certainly wouldn't. So I apologize to Penelope.
I don't appreciate that comparison either, come to think of it.
But at any rate,
don't need either of them sniping at you, much less both. I'd hate to be caught in that crossfire.
Right? You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Let's see here.
So we can't talk about the matches because none of them are over yet. I have two things I would like to discuss. First of all, you've been telling everybody else who they're facing tomorrow, so I'd love to hear who I'm facing.
All right. I'm looking. Ah, Mrs. Sassy Intentions is your opponent tomorrow.
Which one is she then?
She's the redhead.
That's only right down in this company. Have you seen how many redheads you have here?
She's that redhead.
Oh, that helps a lot. Thank you, boss man.
I don't know what else.
Is something wrong, more Corcoran?
No, I'm thrilled to have my good friend here. You know, I'm just listening and enjoying the show. You're always captivating when you talk.
I know that I am. I don't need you to tell me. But that does bring me to my next point, which is that I've got a bone to pick with you, McCorkra. You used to be entertaining. I mean, you know, within your limited capacity. But you're giving me nothing. I never thought that I'd have to say this. There were times once upon a time that I stood up for you when people said that you were boring and that they found your sections tedious. And I was like, no, he does a great job. You know, you got to give him credit for all that he does. When did you become a feckin' coward?
I see what you're... I'm not going to engage. I know. I see exactly what you're doing here.
Oh, and what am I doing?
That we're trying to hold a professional show right now, and we don't need to hijack it with your personal issues, okay? You understand that? Listen, I understand. Last time that you called somebody a coward, we had a certain world champion that you just didn't like, and you kept using that buzzword over and over to try to public shame somebody into getting what you want. That seems to be your move. There's no shame in having integrity to just walk away. I'm not going to cause any more damage. I'm not going to hijack our show with whatever petty problems you're having. You know, you like to talk about yourself all the time, right? So clearly you made your dramatic reveal, your brand new ring attire. I'm sure you're really excited about that. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about this attire? Is there some special relevance to it?
Do you hear this? Do you hear the drivel coming out of his? Why do you pick him? When they can't be here, of all the feckin' people you have at your disposal, boss man, this is who you pick to co-host with you.
Yes. I'm sorry. I Paragon is always very... I find Paragon very entertaining.
I appreciate that, Amadeus. She's not going to budge on this. It's best to just let her run out of steam. Let her move on with it. I'm over it. So, you know, Maeve, it's a mortal season. You got to be excited, right?
Do you not hear good? Bossman just asked me about that like 5 minutes ago.
And you kind of gave him a non-answer. I was giving you another chance to, you know, make an entertaining show instead of veer off into your own. No, never mind. I'm sorry. I'm going to be...
I got a better idea. It's all right, Paragon. It's all right. So I got a better idea. Maeve, a couple weeks back, you hosted and funded a tournament here in RAWF, and maybe you'd like to update us on how that tournament's going. I sent you the link. So you can do that if you'd like.
Are you sure that you don't want to have more Corker do it? I know how much he loves statistics.
No. It's your tournament. It was your baby. It's your annual. I thought maybe we'd give you an opportunity to let us in on how that tournament's going.
All right. Well, we are partway through round 3. Moving on so far, Davila has beaten Kane the Governor. Yourself, you've moved on, boss man. You beat Simply the Best. Well done, you. Prince beat... Oh, that's Damia. Core. I didn't even recognize her. She's changed her hair again. I'm still in the match with Dr. Kent. Conk's still facing off against me old tag team partner, Laddie Buck himself, Luke Cage. Hot Shot Taz beat Chris Cage because, you know, it's not an RAWF production if we don't have some member of Anarchy facing someone else. DW beat Deez. And Vexy is still facing off against that fella who reckons he's someone from another company. So good luck to everyone. I look forward to seeing who moves on to the quarterfinals, which is where we start seeing the money. Okay. So good luck, and may fortune smile on most of you. You know, McCorker, I didn't read your name in that. Who knocked you out?
You know, it was just such a knockout of a tournament that I was out before it even started because it was just such an amazing idea. Let's say that.
You know, it's fine. You know that, you know, being as how you're my friend and all, allegedly, you can always come to me when you need some, maybe just a little loan to tide you over since, you know, you're not doing so well in the tournaments these days. I'm here to help.
And we all appreciate you. What a tournament. What a generous person. Maeve O'Hare, thank you so much for putting together that tournament for IWS.
You know, boss man, it occurs to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Immortal Season and how important it is and how exciting it is and how all these big things always happen in Immortal Season. And I'm going to pick your brain later. I think I might have a fun idea for Immortal. So remind me to talk to you later.
Okay. I will write it down. Remind Maeve to talk to me later about Immortal. All right. Got it.
Give off,
thank
man.
You. Thank you, Maeve, for your time. Good continued good luck in your matches at Love Hurts, and hopefully next week we will know whether you won, lost, or other. And see
is
where...
there an other option?
No. No, I just...
Well, now I'm disappointed because there's not an other option. You got me
there's
hooked
not
up.
A... Really is no other option, sir. All right. Thank you, Maeve. And, you know, Paragon.
Good evening, Bossman. Good evening, more Corcra.
You all right there, Paragon? I don't know. I do sense tension there, but it's weird tension. I'm just saying. You all right?
Sometimes people have issues, and sometimes the discretion is the better part of valor. This is my friend. Clearly, she wants to push whatever is going on in her head to extreme levels. I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to lose a friend over this. She can talk all she wants. I'm staying firm.
Sorry
about this. Are you all right?
Yeah, someone just... Oh, darn it, he's here.
Bang! Long! Song for everybody!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Draven Blackbird. What have I told you about the hair, Draven? Seriously.
I'm sorry. I had to sneak in. They're looking for me again.
Who's they?
The mental people in the white jackets.
Well,
they're mental, I'm saying, you know.
They've been chasing you for years. I mean, usually you let them catch you because you love the straitjacket.
Right, but their food sucks.
Can't help you there. They don't have Gordon Ramsay at the white. Yeah.
I heard people talking about the old days. And so I was thinking about something, and I'm going to run it by you.
Okay.
You ready for this? Remember when I first got in, what was it that you did? You put me through a gauntlet. Remember that?
I do.
I had to fight Didi's tag team partner and what was that douchebag's name? Michael Brewer and all these weirdos and stuff. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
That was some great fun. Let's do it again.
Wait, what? You want me to put you? And for what purpose? What purpose, Draven?
I need to get the rust off me. I've lost every single match since I've came back. I keep on thinking I'm in a movie, so like when they go to swing, I just stand there and, you know, try to do the stuntman thing, and it's not working out for me.
So how many matches do you want in this gauntlet?
Let's go with 5.
Well, I suppose it's been a while since we've had someone request a gauntlet that isn't named Evil Angel Page. So I suppose that's
I miss my sister.
Yeah.
She actually ordered a dozen jackets the other day. It was amazing.
Well, when you see her, tell
she
her
even
I said hello.
She got a purple one too. Oh, I love it.
So, all right. Well, you are originally scheduled to face Kane the Governor in your rankings match tomorrow. And so we'll make that match 1 of your gauntlet, but that's the only one of that gauntlet that will count for rankings is your match against Kane the Governor. All right?
All right. I can handle that. He's a good match.
Let's see here. And you say I can choose these people? Is that what you
yes,
want?
Yes, you can choose the rest of them. I don't care who it is.
Okay.
It could even be the heavyweight champion person, the hardcore person, the person behind you. Hi. The Taco Bell man, the sister, the brother, the mother, the lover, the porn star, the movie star. You know. I'd rather prefer the porn star, though. But
all right. Well, I tell you
later.
What. Let's have some fun with this. I definitely think you need to face somebody I know you look forward to facing, that you want to face. So I'm going to be nice and make Maeve O'Hare one of the 5 people in the gauntlet.
Oh, the Tickle Me match. Okay.
Well, I don't kink shame, so whatever you want. So that's Kane the Governor, Maeve O'Hare. Let's see here. Cougs.
Yes.
Since he's a member of Anarchy, I think we've got to have another member of Anarchy in this gauntlet, don't you think? Why don't you pick somebody out of Anarchy?
Are you sure that won't be boring?
No, it won't be boring.
No.
You pick a member of Anarchy to add to this gauntlet.
Does not count as their rankings match, correct?
It will not count as their rankings match, no.
It'll be called the alcohol match.
The Beast.
All right, shit. The Beast it is.
Oh. Oh, my.
The Beast it is. All right, so that's 3. We've got Kane the Governor, Maeve O'Hare, Beast. And Paragon, he did mention the FUBAR City Champion, yep, for an extra match tomorrow.
I mean, he mentioned the hardcore guy, he mentioned the brother, he mentioned the movie star. I mean, I feel a little called out.
Yeah,
you know what?
I like you. We can call it the Hug-a-Me match.
Actually, what I'm going to call it is a FUBAR City street fight. Because...
Oh,
might as well get Paragon some practice in defending that title, even though this will not be defending. The title will not be on the line, but it will be a hardcore match. You all right with that, Draven? You all right with that, Paragon?
I am great. I'm great with that.
Hey, if Draven's great, I'm great.
So many choices now. So many choices.
I have an idea.
No. You told me I could do this. You stay out of this. I got to think about this here. Hmm.
Oh, who has yellow hair and lives in a house?
Hold on a second. I got a call coming in. I don't know who it is, but I got to take it. Sorry. I'll be with you guys in just a sec. Hello? What? Wait, are you sure? All right.
It sounds like my ex-wife.
You can be the last person. That's fine. All right. Good luck.
No. I've got a match with my ex-wife.
Well, maybe. I don't. And then if there's something about this that I don't know, but your fifth match will be against Sasha Camaro.
Oh my God. We would call that the puke match.
Why?
Because I'm going to puke. I'd rather fight a crusty, dusty pair of underwear than that.
Well, you two have some history. Ain't no doubt about it. You just do not like this woman for whatever reason. Never have.
My ta-la-la, my ding-ding-dong.
Well, you would. I know for a fact you weren't the only one.
We won't talk about Bruno.
Okay, so that is your five opponents tomorrow in your Shake the Rust Off Gauntlet. Kane the Governor, which is your rankings match. Maeve O'Hare in a Tickle Me Elmo match, or whatever the hell you called it. Beast.
Yes.
In a FUBAR City street fight against the FUBAR City champion, the Paragon of Greatness. And the match I'm sure you're most looking forward to, Sasha Camaro.
The puke match, yes.
All right, Draven, you got what you wanted, sir. Anything else you'd like to discuss or talk about?
Well, now that I'm 100% back, I would like to make one call out to one person. And the only reason why I'm doing this is because it was requested by my sister, Paige. When you get the time, we need to have a hair match.
No. You know I don't do that, Draven.
No. You don't have to cut your hair. No, it's you have to dye your hair. One of us will have to go pink. You know, like your My Little Ponies in the basement. Oh, sorry. Forgot it. We don't talk about Bruno.
My Little Pony. I'm sorry. What? What's going on?
You can blame Judgment for that. He's the one who told me you have them.
No! Not going to happen. Especially since it was Paige's idea.
Oh, shoot. Okay, then. Can I call somebody else out?
Sure.
Pizza delivery man, you didn't make it in 30 minutes. I want my money back. Okay, there you go.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Draven. Good luck tomorrow in your gauntlet match. You got your gauntlet there, the Shake the Rust Off Gauntlet for Draven Blackbird as he faces five of RAWF's finest. And yeah, if you can't shake the rust off facing those five, I don't know how you can. Draven, so
I will retire. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
what we saw last week, I bet Hobo Ezekiel can get right behind Draven calling out the pizza delivery guy.
Yeah, probably. Most likely. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, he just arrived. He is Mr. RAWF. I know how much he loves Immortal Season as well. Let's bring on.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die.
Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus.
Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Pete, to the O to the G. How are you doing, buddy?
I mean, Mr. RAWF, the icon, is here. I'm doing better right now.
I can tell. Look at you. You're all perky and stuff, like you ran over a small child on your way into the studio tonight.
All right, then.
Uh-huh. So, Judge, we can't talk about your match really at Love Hurts, other than to say that you're down 1-0 to Nightcrawler after he won the Boiler Room match, but you can still win the Abandoned Church and the High Voltage Steel Cage and keep your place in Anarchy. But
right.
We put that aside for now. Let's talk about Immortal Season. I mean, you've been through this since day one.
Season.
Yeah. Tell me what Immortal Season means to you, sir.
Immortal Season means the ultimate, the most exciting time ever. The things that I look forward to the most, seeing who the people of RAWF have in mind to become members of the Hall of Fame, to see your opinions, to see your suggestions, to see who you've been focusing on this past year. It's just interesting. Some of them going to be took quick. Some of them going to be took less quick. I can't wait to see who suggests who.
And you're right, Judge. You're absolutely right. Immortal, and I haven't mentioned it yet, so I appreciate you going out of your way.
No.
Perfect. This is a perfect thing to talk to you about. I appreciate you doing this, too. So, yes, at Immortal, as we always do, we announce who will be going into the RAWF Hall of Fame at Radiversary, the following, which is the pay-per-view after Immortal. And, yes, everybody does look forward to that. And I'm curious, Judge, if you have any thoughts on who you think the committee should look at heavily.
Yeah, I got two.
I've been watching two
this past year. There's just two people I've been watching real hard this past year, and I'm like, wow. You know, they've totally impressed me, made me pay attention to them. And one is going to be someone who I don't think anyone would ever think that I would suggest, and the other one, well, both of them probably would be the same thing. First one, you want me to tell you who it is now? You want me to just say who it is?
Yeah, we're curious. Unless you want to wait until that scene comes out that we usually.
I can tell you right now because I can't wait and see. What? No. No. That's not going to happen. One that I'm going to say is simply the best. Title after title, he's held it. He's been able to pull off the titles. He's been able to pull off some big upset wins, and he has focused. When he focuses on what he needs to focus on.
Okay, I think that is a pretty good suggestion. I won't disagree with that.
I won't disagree with that. And this next one is going to be a little controversial, but I've always been the one to push the, I've always been the one to pull in, you know, the Heat Raiders, the ones that nobody likes, the ones that no one wants to see in anything. But I, as much as I hate to, I'm going to say this.
You mean D's?
D's, D's, however you want to say it.
That's a great Hall of Fame candidate, Judge. You want to know how great that? You want to know how great that suggestion is?
He's already in there. Okay, he's already in there. I just seen it. He's already in there. Sorry about that.
Damn it! I think Paragon and I both wanted to jump on that one, didn't we, Paragon?
I see.
Judgment, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta love him.
I see that he was in there. I don't know why I was thinking it. I just said his name, just like there it was, there he was. Some of these people are sleepers that go into the Hall of Fame. I mean, obviously, at the time he was inducted, it wasn't his time because he didn't impress me enough for me to pay attention to him like I did this year. So there you go.
All right. Ooh, well, fair enough.
Oh well.
All right. Well, then I guess
I'll come up with another one later.
Yeah, come up with another one next week or something. That's fine.
I would like to say one thing too.
I was just gonna say I don't disagree with your first one. That one should definitely be considered by the committee. But go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I think it is. A lot of people who, going back to the Hall of Fame is, and this is where it gets kind of touchy, is because I think there's, and I don't know if we're allowed to go with people who are no longer in the company, or if you wanted to stay with people that are in the company, or how do we, you want to touch up on that just so we would know for sure at how to go about our suggestions and things, because there's some people that, you know, REWF really some people help pave the road for REWF. And there's a couple people that I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I would actually like to see this person into the Hall of Fame, but they're no longer here. So I don't know if you should say anything or if you should just sit back and just be like, you know, I always get confused on it. So I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But, Judge, I liked your first suggestion. And, of course, I want to know how plans are going for the halftime show at Immortal that you are planning. I know you've got plenty of time still, but I'm sure you've gotten some work done, right?
I have. And as always, I have to hire an assistant. And luckily this year I had someone who came up to me and they said, you know, Judgment, you're such a dominating force in the company. The things you can pull off, your halftime shows are legendary, and I would like to be part of this year's halftime show. I would like to help you in any way I could. So I've actually had to hire this person, and his name's, you know, him as the chairman of the company. Razor will be my assistant this year.
Razor, is that true?
News to me, but
you said you wanted to make something out of yourself, so I'm just gonna help you make something out of yourself.
I'll let you two work that out then, and I look forward to see what you come up with for the halftime show at Immortal. So, always one of my favorite parts of Immortal is the halftime show by Judgment. How about you, Paragon? I know as big as you are on Immortal, that's always something you have to look forward to, right?
It's one of the greatest traditions all year round. I mean, it's one of those situations where you just can't look away from a disaster, and you love it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. This year, I'll give you just a little insight at what's going to happen this year. It's going to be a trip down memory lane.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, Immortal 10, it seems like the perfect time for a glimpse through history.
glimpse.
I like that idea.
And speaking of glimpse through history, Mr. Paragon, Mr. P to the O to the G.
Mr. Judgment J. Esquire.
I have to say, I owe you an apology.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because I messed up during last week's pay-per-view. And I awarded a person who may or may not have deserved no one deserves it. You're basically going to get a title shot. You're going to be facing the winner of this Hatfield-McCoy match at Superstars next Sunday at Superstars, because it won't be finished by this coming week, I don't think.
Mistakes happen. I'm part of the GM staff. I've made plenty of mistakes on my own, Judge. No need to apologize. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so you'll have a shot next week. You'll be facing the winner of Masqueraya de Seis, whoever he is, Masqueraya de Seis.
I think Marquis de Sade's new name should be Masquerada de Seis. The Masquerada.
Why do you want to make it more harder? Why don't we become the Masturbator?
No, that's not.
The Undertaker.
All right, so Paragon, you will face the winner of the current Hatfield-McCoy championship match next week for the Hatfield and McCoy championship. That's
awesome. Got it. Next week I'm taking on Masquerada the Sixth.
Masquerada the what?
Not a judge.
Now who am I taking?
I've said it once, I'll say it again. You gotta love Judge.
Speaking of epic battles in REWF history, tomorrow, Judge, on Superstars, you face somebody that you've had some epic battles with over the years. Both of you have been in REWF since day one, and I think it's only appropriate that we start the journey to immortal with a match between two REWF Hall of Famers. Judgment, you will be facing Money Sue.
Oh. That's who I supposed to not say. I wasn't supposed to say Heat Raider. I was supposed to say Money Zoom.
What?
I'm totally messed up. That's who I was supposed to say. Not Heat Raider. Money Zoom.
It works.
Judge is just on fire with his suggestions.
He's
today.
In two. Okay, he's in two. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Both of me. Ladies and gentlemen, this advertisement for Judge J. Esquire. What you've heard tonight on radio is an example of what happens when you're stranded at a store for 6 hours when your person does not come to pick you up and you have to base yourself on pain pills and without any kind of food. So that's what I want to say is don't take pain pills without eating something, because it can be very dangerous to your mind and you forget who you put in the Hall of Fame when they're supposed to be in the Hall of Fame. And forget everything. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement paid for by members of RAW. And thank you for the person who helped me just now say he's in two. I appreciate that.
I was going to say, you're confusing me because Heat Raider, I haven't even heard from him. I don't even know if Heat Raider is still alive at this point. He's been gone for so long, thank God.
How did he get in? I don't know if he's in too. I've lost.
He's not
lost.
In. He will never be in.
He's in too. Ted.
He was never in RAWF. As a matter of fact, he
oh,
left.
Money
right.
Stows in. Your money stows in. Oh.
Okay.
Judge, world renowned talent scout.
Yes.
Next thing.
Anybody seen this little black widow running around here? I need to stomp that thing.
All right. Well, folks, that is Judgment. And you will take on Money tomorrow on Superstars. Real quick, I needed to, if you don't mind, Judge, I need to move on and mention also that the Arsehole of the Month did not finish in time for Love Hurts. As a matter of fact, it's still going on because... Well, my stupid ass decided to set it for 7 days rather than the 3 days it was supposed to go for. But, you know, blonde, what can you do? With that being said...
I don't have access to the blonde button.
Yes, and you never will. So, with that being... Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've hidden the blonde button from you. Anyways, the Arsenal of the Month is currently in its final match. It is simply the best, and Teflon Sheik, both former men's champions. The winner of that match will go on to face The Undertaker probably next week on Superstars for the men's championship. So that's the update there for the men's title, which we didn't get to mention, haven't had to mention for a while. And let's see. Other matchups tomorrow on Superstars that could be interesting. Let's see. Razor. Razor, you'll be taking on Damia. Is Damia still a member of Anarchy Kooks?
She is.
Okay. That's what I thought, but she needs to, you know, she could stand to get some knowledge, get her, see if we can get her going as well. Who else is out there would like to know them? Hobo, I already told Hobo, he's challenging for the Superstars title tomorrow. Papa Shaker's out there. He'll be taking on Kitty Kabam. And Cougs, I already told you who you're facing, correct? Agent of Hate.
Yep.
And, of course, Draven taking on five people tomorrow. And, yeah, all right. Other interesting matchups, Revenge Gibson taking on Wildfire. That ought to be a good one. Strangleheart takes on AF James. And Chris Cage, I see, is out there. He will be taking, Wow, I tell you, Randy really likes facing Anarchy against Anarchy because Chris Cage will be taking on Beast tomorrow. Cougs. That's not going to be a problem, is it?
Nope. Anarchy likes to fight against each other so they can learn each other and have each other's back.
All right. Chris Cage, I just said, you're taking on your fellow member of Anarchy, Beast. Maybe a little test there, if you will. We'll see how you do. All right. Simply the Best takes on Dr. Kent. And Luke Cage takes on the newcomer, Badass Billy Gunn. That'll be an interesting debut match for Billy Gunn. Yeesh. All right. And, of course, everybody else in RAWF will get a rankings match tomorrow on Superstars. So, starting with Maeve, you have anything to promote tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to promote a little bit of cross-promotionality here. As most of you know by now, I GM a show over on No Mercy Wrestling. And the good thing about being on Black Irish Saturdays is you don't have to deal with Misty or the rest of the GM staff over there. And basically, anyone who's worthwhile in RAWF who's also in NMW is on the program. I got Cougs. I got Shaker. I got, let's see, English, the Threshing Machine, Boss Man himself. And we're always open for more sign-ins, so if you're interested, just give me a shout. And I'd like to thank you once again, Boss Man, for doing a fantastic job with the material that you're given to work with. Have a lovely night.
Thank you, Mae. Cougs, anything to promote tonight?
And I've decided to follow Paragon's example and take the higher road.
I'm just
All right. Judge, anything to promote tonight? Judge?
Yes, let's promote people not leaving people in places they shouldn't leave them in without anything to eat and on pain pills for 6 hours because it doesn't add up.
All right. Thank you, Judge. Unstoppabot mentions that wants to mention that the Extra Points Tournament signups is about to close. If you haven't signed up for the Extra Points Tournament, you need to do so now. If you don't, then you have no opportunity at extra rankings points this month. And last but not least, the Paragon of Vacant. I mean, Paragon of Greatness.
You know, some friends out there appreciate the things that I do for them. So in that vein, a good friend of mine who couldn't make it to the show today, I'm sure he would love for a shout-out and an advertisement. Check out Mark Caliber's Commonwealth Wrestling. They have a big Gang Wars event coming up, headlined by a RAWF-based team led by Griffith Davion. And you, if you haven't seen this scene where people were announcing their teams, you should go check it out because RAWF
showed up. You're going there, are you? You're going. I was going to be nice and not bring any of that up, but you just had to open that wound. You just had to open that wound.
I have to say, you all cut a hell of a promo. It was amazing stuff. You should check it out because RAWF is represented in a big bad way. I wasn't going to say anything.
You know, first of all, Mark is just lucky to have you on his team. He got lucky from what I hear. You should be on our team, but since you're not, and since you're over there with the Crow and who the hell is Sarah Lee Johnson? She makes me hungry for cake. That's all, every time I see her, I hear her name. Nobody does it like Sarah Lee. Who the hell is that?
I'm not going to say anything about whether or not the team that I'm on happened to be because of who asked me first. I'm not going to make any comments. I'm just saying RAWF represented in a big way. It's a great company. I think you would agree.
Well, all I got to say is I said my piece in the promo over in the Game Wars promo, but you know, we all know Mark's going to hide behind you, and Lord knows he could fit behind you because you're wide. So, you know, he's going to hide behind you, going to hide behind Chaz. I do have to say, Commonwealth is a great company. Mark Caliber does a great job over there. But he's getting his ass kicked in Gang Wars. And if that means I got to kick your ass too, Paragon, I will.
# Dream Crusher. Any more advertisements?
I think
that was the funniest joke I ever heard on my dad's day in a long time. Oh, that was funny. Please say it again.
What? Nobody does it like Sarah Lee?
You gonna kick his ass. That's funny. You're trying to kick her.
What?
You gonna kick his ass. That's funny.
Anyway,
I didn't
folks.
Say anything.
The journey to Immortal continues next week when we have hopefully our final rankings and contenders matches decided. Big week next weekend. Hope you all can join us right here on the RAWF Radio Network next Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Paragon of Greatness, I am Lord Amadeus. I'm going to play us out with a song. Have a good night, folks.
Around the country and coast to coast. People always saying, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark of the light and then, if it pops too soon, press down again, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
For many years now, I've been a booster for the browning of the bread inside a toaster. If it gets burnt, I just start hollering. Because don't you know I'm lactose intolerant? Burp dose! Beep, beep, beep! Smoky dose! Oh oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette! Oh, que la santé, chérie coquette! Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower! Oh oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir! French toast! French toast! And Chicago or MA Square am I? Yeah, toast! Yeah!